It's my pleasure now to introduce Candace Stout to read a poem called Snowman or No Man.
All right. As the evenings lengthen and the chill begins, I anticipate his arrival. This seasonal fling is one of my sins. He competes with no man as rival. I blush as he brushes my face with first snow. My heart beats with the abundance I see. A perfect man this year I will know. A wonder to see my snowman will be. Will he be solid and tall, or soft, cuddly, awaiting his fall? For hours I mold the man of my dreams. I then can attire him, handsome, well-groomed. The flair of the haberdashery, his long tapered hands. He's always smiling, grasping tightly his broom. He greets me daily and makes no demands. He asks me for nothing. I gently pat with my hands. He often wears a new coat, and at times his body glistens. After an ice storm, of course he always listens. He's devoted and loyal, nearby every night. I show him off to my friends. They're impressed with his might. As the days lengthen, he starts to look weary. He's become disheveled and ignores the light flurry. He's losing his buttons, looking dirty and thin. I'm embarrassed he lives here. What did I see in him? I'm bored with his presence and his blank stare. He'll leave in the spring. They all do, I'm aware. He always watches my comings and goings. I'm tired of his gaze. His appearance is grim. I'm sick of repairing his clothing, his charming smile now a cockeyed grin. But do I regret the efforts I've made? Will I take the chance again? Oh, yes, I haven't learned from my fair-weathered friend.
Thank you very much. And that fair-weathered friend that Candace Stout was referring to is to my right. It's a 9-foot snowman. And we're going to burn it in just a few minutes with the help of the St. Paul Fire Department. First, though, you know, we've been hearing music over the last 3 years, in fact, from the Cafe Accordion Orchestra. In the last 2 years, the weather has been really, really lousy. This year, we're blessed with actual sunshine on the first day of spring. Feels like 50 out here, although it's probably just 40, and we're tricking ourselves. Dan Newton and the Cafe Accordion Orchestra are now going to play a number. And this is a reminder that Dan Newton plays at Sabbat D in downtown Minneapolis tonight and every Thursday night. And if you'd like, you can hear the Cafe Accordion Orchestra play songs all the way through on a non-seasonal bent at the Cedar Cultural Center on March 28th. Dan Newton, what are you going to play?
En coup de vent, A Change in the Wind.
A Change in the Wind from the Cafe Accordion Orchestra. Dan Newton and the Cafe Accordion Orchestra. If you're following along in your song sheets, we're going to skip ahead and go to our special guest star, Kevin Kling, who is currently, you know, he does all kinds of stuff in the Twin Cities. You can hear him on National Public Radio doing commentaries on All Things Considered. He's currently doing a pretty neat one-man play called The Education of Walter Kaufman. It's my pleasure to welcome again Kevin Kling.
Thanks.
What are you going to do for us?
This is a selection from Walter Kaufman about his pop. It's kind of like burning and snow and the harvest and all the kinds of stuff in here. Ready? My pop and I are knee-deep in mud out in the cornfield, and there was a patch of thick clover growing in the bottomland, and it was gumming up pop's combine. So we got this idea of an attachment that would prevent this from not only happening to his combine, but every combine made by John Deere from then on, thus making him famous and filthy rich. At this point, we're working on the filthy part with our boots making sucking noises with every pull from Mother Earth. Pop puts a leg up on the combine, sighs, surveys his land, and fires up a Camel Straight. "Father," I say, "I should light the smoke too." "Oh yeah," he says, "how many syllables do you want this in?" Now, this was a favorite game of Pop's. How many syllables do you want it in? If I said 5, you would count on his fingers, "absolutely not," and look at me like he just explained radical isotopes. Or if I said 10, he'd say, no, 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 no. Same situation, case closed. It was a no-win game. But this time, instead of giving him a number, I say, "because I want to be like you, Pater." Now, even though he's third-generation Bavarian, I know this will appeal to his overemphasized Teutonicness. "Oh, yeah," he says, "all right here, Kaufman, here's what we'll do. You're 9, all right, 9. You see that pond over there? When you can skip a rock on that pond as many times as years you have been on this earth, then I will not only give you a cigarette, I will light it up for you." Now, he knows I've got what's known as a weenie arm. When in full throwing motion, it looks like an out-of-control garden hose. I can't throw a ball 10 feet. But the thing about skipping rocks that's different than baseball is that physically, a weenie arm is an advantage. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. "Father, I believe you owe me a smoke." We sat there on the combine, coughing our guts out in the rain, and I think that was the happiest day of my life.
Kevin Kling, who is The Education of Walter Kaufman, is playing through this weekend at the Southern Theater in Minneapolis.